Ready? Hold on. Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the January 29th, 2026 meeting of the Bethel Township, Miami County, Ohio Board of Zoning Appeals. Call to order time is 6:35. And we'll go ahead and do the roll call. Nikki O'Quinn.
Here.
Rachel Kiplinger.
Here.
Mr. Stouter. Rochelle Villa.
Here.
Donna Hughes.
Yes.
Mr. Mannheim. And Mr. Leskowich.
Here.
All right. Now we are going to do the election of the chairperson for the 2026 board. Are there any nominations?
Does anybody want to do it?
I will stay.
I will nominate Nikki.
I second it.
Doesn't require a second.
Are there any further nominations?
Well, I've been doing this a year. I'm good. Watching.
Okay, well, then I guess we'll take the vote. Nikki O'Quinn?
I guess I'm going to have to abstain. I think it's silly to vote for myself.
Okay. Rachel Kiplinger?
Yes.
And we're voting for Nikki O'Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rochelle Villa?
Yes.
Donna Hughes?
Yes.
Jim Leskowich?
Yes.
All right. Nikki is the new continuing chairperson. Now we're going to elect the vice chairperson. Are there any nominations for vice chairperson?
I nominate Rochelle.
No.
Nothing.
Come on, it's really easy.
I mean, somebody new should do it, I think. I always think somebody new should do it, so.
Let's.
That would be you.
Nominate Jim.
He's an alternate. I'm not sure that he can be nominated.
You lucky gentleman.
Donna, do you want to do it?
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
All right. Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. We'll vote. All in favor of Donna Hughes as chairperson. Nikki O'Quinn.
Yes.
Rachel Kiplinger.
Yes.
Rochelle Villa.
Yes.
No.
I said yes.
Me.
Oh. Donna Hughes.
You can just abstain.
I like abstaining. I'll be abstaining.
Okay. And Mr. Leskowich?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now, I'd like for the board and staff to introduce yourselves and the street you live on. We'll just go around. Start.
Donna Hughes lives on 9360 South Mann Road, Chip City, Ohio, Bethel Township.
Rochelle Vai, 6070 Studebaker Road, Good City.
Rachel Kiplinger, 7660 East State Route 571.
Jim Leskowich, 2285 Ross Road.
Nikki O'Quinn, 4425 Ross Road.
And I'm Kathy Fortunato. I live on US 40, and I'm the zoning secretary. At this time, new business, I will turn the meeting over to the chair for the opening statements.
This body is a quasi-judicial board. This board does not answer to the Bethel Township trustees, and once a decision is made, it can only be appealed through the Miami County Common Pleas Court. All legal notices for cases being heard tonight were advertised on the township website and social media pages and sent via mail to relevant residents. Testimony on the cases is sworn and can be used in court proceedings. The chairperson will call for testimony describing the case, supporting the case, and against the case in turn. All testimony must be directed to the board and may not be directed to the applicant or any other audience member. Unless tabled, an approval of the case will allow the variance or conditional use to take effect in 10 days. Ohio Revised Code Section 519.14 grants this body the responsibility to authorize upon appeal in specific cases such variance from the terms of the zoning resolution as will not be contrary to the public interest, where, owing to special conditions, a literal enforcement of the resolution will result in unnecessary hardship, and so that the spirit of the resolution shall be observed and substantial justice done. Bethel Township policy as pulled from the variance application form. Please note, in order for a variance to be granted, the applicant must prove to the Board of Zoning Appeals that the following items are true. Special conditions exist peculiar to the land or building in question. The literal interpretation of the zoning resolution would deprive the applicant of the rights enjoyed by other property owners. That the special conditions do not result from previous actions of the applicant. That requested variance is the minimum variance that will allow a reasonable use of the land or buildings. This meeting will be conducted as follows. Staff, Kathy Fortunato, will present, read each case for this meeting one at a time. The applicant or representative thereof will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. The applicant can add comments or information to their request. Board members will ask the applicant and or staff questions regarding the case if they have any. Comments will be open to those in support of the case. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. Comments will be open to those in opposition of the case. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. Finally, the discussion for both the public comments and the applicant comments will be closed. The board will deliberate and present a motion for the case, and a vote will be taken. Staff will discuss the next step once the outcome of the case has resulted in approval, denial, or otherwise. The next case will then be presented in the same fashion until all cases have been completed for the meeting. The minutes for the previous meeting will be reviewed and approved or corrected at the end of the meeting. And there will be a sheet on the podium there for the swearing in of people who want to speak.
Okay. First case is case V22/2325. A request from Jared and Marie Wenrick, Tipp City, Ohio, 45371, for two frontage variances required after combining two adjacent properties, splitting them in half, and the resulting parcels having 85 and 170 feet of road frontage. Per Bethel Township Zoning Resolution Section 16.05, minimum lot width and frontage shall be 200 feet contiguous. Miami County Parcel ID Number A01-042604 and Miami County Parcel ID Number A01-042602. Both are zoned A2 General Agriculture District. The applicant property owners are Jared and Marie Wenrick at 5090 Ross Road, Tipp City, Ohio, 45371. Properties are currently zoned A2 General Agricultural District in the 7th and 9th. They are the 7th and 9th parcels west of Flick Road on the south side of Ross Road. The existing land use is agricultural with a residence. The Bethel land use plan shows this as rural. The surrounding land use to the north is A2 General Agricultural District and R1 AAA Residence District. To the south, A2 General Agricultural District. To the east, A1 Domestic Agricultural and R1 AAA Residence District and A2 General Agricultural District. and to the west, R1 AAA Residence District and A1 Domestic Agricultural and A2 General Agricultural District. Road frontage of the first lot is 170 feet and of the second is 85 feet. And exhibits A is the Bethel Township zoning map up on the screen. Exhibit B is the GIS aerial vicinity map. Exhibit C is the, shows the street view down below of the two lots. And exhibit D is the application form. Special information, prior zoning cases, February 22nd of 2000, there was a zoning amendment to combine the front 1.8 acre lot, zoned R1 AAA with the remaining farmland and rezoned the 1.8 acre to A2. This was approved. It appears as if it was rezoned already, but was not combined. And in July 30th, 2001, split off 60.13 acres from 5090 Ross Road from the existing farmhouse and barn at 5100 Ross Road and build a new house on 60.13 acres.
All right, so do we have an applicant or representative that would like to come speak?
I'm Jared Winter.
Say the.
I'm Jared Winter.
Okay.
5090 Ross Road.
If you read the statement up there, it's a swear in.
I, Jared Winter, do swear that the testimony I give in the case now in hearing shall be the truth, full truth, nothing but the truth.
Thank you. So, do you have anything to add or?
I think that summarized about everything. The lot 1.8. Lot was never resurveyed. I was told that they were just going to rezone it, but I didn't need to resurvey it. So, at this point, if this
I
is
say that's something you're going to have to talk to, I guess, the county guys about.
It'll get, if this is approved, it will be resurveyed into the.
Okay.
The, I think it was the screen, that one right there has that line removed.
All right.
So it's where our drive-through goes through there now.
Mm-hmm. Kind of figured. All right. And where do you want to put the new driveway?
It'd be to the east.
Could you point it out? Just touch it for us.
Walk over there, if you don't mind.
Reach real far.
Be this 85 feet in front of it here on the other side of the farmhouse.
So that little skinny thing will go back to the 60 acres?
Yeah, this opens up and it'll be 30 acres and 30 acres. And my farm field is from about here back. So right now the farm equipment's coming through my driveway, blacktop driveway, and they're coming around to get to that property. So we're going to put a new entrance for the farm equipment to get them straight back through.
So you want to split your house in 30 acres and 30 acres farm?
Yes.
Okay. I read somewhere that there was going to be another house built.
No, I misread that. It was from when they built the house.
Okay.
Their house, the first house.
Sorry.
I mean, there could be another house built back there.
That was going to be my next question, is if there was going to be another house built back there, possibly. Okay.
Sure.
I don't know this answer, but so I'm asking the question. Why did you pick 170 and 85? Why didn't you go 255?
I did that back in 2000.
There's a house in between.
Okay. There's a house in between, and at that time the frontage was 175 feet.
So who owns the house between you?
Okay.
Oh, I looked him up.
I know the first name. I'm having a blank.
So was their land plotted off the original?
Yeah.
And the farmland surrounded them?
Yes. This was actually a building lot here that we bought in order to put our lane through.
Right.
If I recall correctly, the farmhouse was part of the rest of that large, many years ago, that large lot that was there before they lotted off the frontage.
Yeah, this farmhouse was all the land, all the way to Flick. It was.
Yeah.
And then Bowman's did this, and then Dunham's have this, and Dunham's have 60 feet of road from the right here to get to the neighbors.
Yeah. It's been around long enough, I should remember that, that being one big farm. And the cows got out all the time.
Yeah, we bought it from Billy Horn back, but he's the one that split it all up.
Mm-hmm. He did a lot of that back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay, with the applicant's presentation after that, we will open the floor to comments to those in support of this case. If anybody would like to come forward and speak in support. Mm-hmm. Nobody stepping forward, we'll close that portion. Comments will be open to those who are in opposition of this case, would like to come forward and speak. Be in opposition, that's a good thing. All right, comments will be closed. Board will deliberate. Does anybody have any yeas or nays? Comments, concerns? Then I will move to approve case number up here, B22/23-25.
I'll second.
All right. Okay. Call the roll.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Vai?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
Mr. Leskowich?
Yes.
Okay.
I was anti-climactic.
Now we don't have the farmer driving right by the house, so hey, I like that.
That was the
Yeah.
You guys don't have to stay. You get a letter. She'll write an approval.
That's what Zach promised me.
Great. Takes effect in 10 days.
Thanks, you guys. And thanks for the info about Alaska.
Yeah.
I wrote all that down.
Yeah,
okay. So.
There's more detail, too.
Yeah.
So contact me.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good trip, then.
Thank you.
Okay. Next case is CU0126. A request from United Rental for a conditional use for a retail business in a multi-tenant property located at 8765 South State Route 201, Tip City, Ohio 45371. This is a 5.017 acre parcel zoned I-1 Light Industrial District. Miami County Parcel ID number A01-048265. The applicant is United Rental / Skyline Express LLC. Property address is 8765 South State Route 201, Tip City, Ohio 45371. Current zoning is I-1 Light Industrial District. It is the sixth parcel south of US 40 on the east side of State Route 201. The existing land use is commercial. The Bethel land use plan for this parcel is commercial. Surrounding land use to the north is I-1 Light Industrial District. To the south, I-1 Light Industrial District and A-2 General Agricultural District. To the east is A-2 General Agricultural District, and to the west is I-1 Light Industrial District. Road frontage is 381.21 feet. Exhibit A is the Bethel Township zoning map. Exhibit B is the GIS aerial vicinity map. Exhibit C is the street view, and D is the application. Prior zoning cases. On November 2nd, 1993, there was a zoning amendment to rezone from A2 to I1, which was denied. December 30th, 1994, the court ordered to rezone from A2 to I1. May 11th, 1995, a violation, a letter for court-directed compliance. 12/27/2001, a zoning certificate for a 55 by a 90-foot structure. June 5th, 2024, a violation for a sign. And June 18th, 2025, a violation with a nuisance notice, the accumulation and or storage of junk vehicles, disabled or inoperative machinery and equipment, dismantled parts of vehicles, machinery or equipment, discarded appliances and furnishings, other junk and debris shall be prohibited except when stored within a completely enclosed structure.
Have an applicant or representative who would like to say anything or add anything to this?
I'm here to represent United Rentals. I mean, I don't necessarily have anything to add, but I can certainly ask, answer questions or anything if anybody has anything.
All right. If you'll step up and swear yourself in.
All right. I, Gerald Mullins, at 3591 Anniston Court in Lebanon, Ohio. Do swear that the testimony that I give in the case now in this hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay. Does anybody want to open with questions?
So would you be running the retail space?
Yeah, I would actually be the manager at the location. I run the one in Cincinnati at the moment, so you'd be over the one in Dayton as well, which is what we would consider this.
So you wouldn't be at both places at once, though. So would you be at this location every day?
Me personally, I would not, but we would have people there at the branch, yes.
Okay. Well, you said you would be running it, not you personally.
Yeah, United Rentals. Somebody, a representative or an employee at United Rentals.
But not you personally.
I will be there. I'll split my time between the two locations and cover both locations. But there'll be a manager or representative at that location during the hours of operation.
So it says on the application, trucking transfer terminal?
That's the previous, that's what they have there currently. So we're a rental company. So we're in a division that does portable restrooms, trailers. We do fencing, chain link fencing, fence panels. So that's what we would store there. That's what we would operate out there.
Would you be building onto the facility?
Currently, we are not. We are looking to just remodel the building that's there. Where the two front buildings are still gonna stay with Skyline. And we are taking the back building and taking that back parcel. Or at least that's the intended plan.
So you're running three businesses out of there on that property?
United Rentals is only operating our portion that we're leasing from them.
Okay. I'm sorry. I need to have some clarification. We have this 5 acres. Mm-hmm. We have two buildings in front and a building behind. You're taking the building behind.
Yes, the building
and
behind.
And what will you be using that building for?
To operate a rental business where we store the rental assets or equipment. And we take customers in, process orders. And we would store trucks there and service the units from that location.
Okay. Question one, what type of trucks?
They would be light commercial, like a medium commercial truck, like a pump truck.
A pump truck?
Pump truck, like a tanker truck.
And you would be pumping what?
So in the units, I mean, we service the portable restrooms and things like that. So it would be have water. Could have brine in the winter or wastewater.
Will you be cleaning them on that property?
Cleaning the units?
Yes.
We would pressure wash or clean some of the units, yes, but the waste gets sucked out before it even would come back to the location.
Sucked out where?
Into the pump truck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then it would be taken to a local dump site.
Has United... Where's my notes? I did have notes, I'm sorry. Excuse me. The front will still continue to have the golf carts?
I believe there's two
trucking.
So it's not the golf cart place?
No, it used to be the golf cart place.
Used to be.
No, but I think the front's got the trucks and the used car lot, or used truck.
Yeah, I believe there's two tenants out front that are going to remain. They're existing.
So what about the fencing and like the porta potties and whatnot that you would be renting out? Where would those be? Would those be stored inside the building, or would those be stored outside?
They would be stored in the open area that's back there. I can show you on the map if you like. Mm-hmm. So basically, this is the front that you're talking about with those other two buildings. So that's not us. They're going to still maintain that. So this parcel right here is where we're looking to take, and this building here is where we would operate out of. So we would store the units back here, likely, over here, kind of out of the way. This would have a fence there, so everything would be contained. And depending on what we would need to do, like my current location, we have like a privacy screen on it so you don't see in. So whatever requirements we'd have to hit, you know, to meet for that, we would do.
So you own all of that 5 acres?
Yeah, that would be the section that we're looking
at.
So we're looking at this portion back here. It's probably the largest percentage.
Okay, are you leasing or owning?
Leasing.
You're leasing from the owner?
Yes.
Was there anything else to this, or was this literally all we got? Like this was it? Like just this page? No, I meant like, I feel like I need the Cliff Notes version of what's happening here.
I'm with you.
There's no information. So speak to me like I'm 12. And tell me what's happening, because this is
I think you have two different interests here. United Rentals.
Okay, you speak to me like I'm 12.
United Rentals is only asking for use on part of that 5 acres.
Okay.
There are actually, I think, three businesses up front. There's the auto sales, the truck repair, and then they do truck parking, I believe, over on the side. I don't know if that's going to continue.
But that's not him at all. He's renting from them. Okay.
Going to rent that back portion.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they're going to do porta potty cleaning. They're going to have their service trucks coming and going.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's not a whole lot of activity. It's not like a customer driven, or it's going to drive a lot of traffic or anything like that.
Poop that normally doesn't. Poop normally doesn't.
Right.
Okay. I'm wondering why the owner is not here with you.
So
he is.
So okay. This,
yeah, from. Sorry, I am present.
Swear you yourself in.
Yeah, though. I stand. My name is Ragib. I represent Skyline. I do swear that the testimony gives in the case now and hearing, or shall I be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I am cousin of the owner of Skyline Express LLC, the owner of the company. My cousin lives in Washington, Vancouver, Washington.
Washington State or Washington Township or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State, Vancouver, Washington State, Vancouver City.
So your brother owns it?
Cousin owns it.
And he lives in Washington State?
Vancouver, Washington. Vancouver. It's on the application.
I did not see that. Mm-hmm. Where is that on my application?
On the front there.
It's on the application.
Thank you for clarifying that. I missed the whole words.
The reason he's not here, our grandfather is in bad condition. And since he lives there and our grandfather lives there, he had to stay.
Hope you hope everything works out for your family.
Thank you.
I'm going through that with three family members, three separate family members now.
Doctor's doing their best.
Yeah.
So how many businesses are currently located in the two front buildings, or in all of the buildings on the land?
It's two. The small building on the right top, on the right side, the left the top.
You can walk over there if you want.
Yeah. Is that sale cars, the top area, car sale, a small portion, like 7-8 cars. And this area, my brother is renting, VNL Trucking Service is fixing the trucks, repairing the trucks.
Are you semi-trucks or
Semi-trucks.
Semi-trucks.
Semi-trucks, yeah.
So you'll have semi-truck traffic?
They do now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I never drive that road, so I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like
Class 8, so big trucks.
Big trucks, yeah.
Big trucks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once he will rent this area, I have no idea what contract he made with Bob, mm-hmm. Skyline, what will happen, I don't know. Probably they will remove these trucks from here. It will be reduced from here. All will be removed.
So is that parking right now?
Yeah, it's parking.
For semis?
Yeah, it's parking.
And that part of the area is how much footage? You're trucking where you park your trucks. How many trucks do you park there daily or weekly or monthly or whatever?
As of right now?
Yeah.
As of right now?
Mm-hmm.
I would say 30 to 50.
But that's where that guy's going to be going.
Oh, they will leave. If you'll get full, these people are going to leave.
And where would they go?
I think it's a temporary parking.
Yeah, it's not.
They basically rented
it.
By the vendors.
It's not by the contract.
Okay, so it's not like those are trucks that you're going to fix up or do something with?
No.
Okay.
Is that a truck Airbnb?
You see the small park, like 4 or 5 trucks here?
Yeah.
Some of them, like 90% of them, coming to fix this truck. And there's a couple of bucktail without a trailer.
Donna's on the phone. So.
Hi, everybody. It's Donna Elko. I have the flu, and I didn't want to give anybody a germ. I think I can clear everything.
She needs to be. I don't think we can. I'm not sure that we can take testimony from someone that's not physically here, but I don't know the rules.
I don't
know.
She needs to be sworn in.
Overview of the property and what's going on.
Needs to be sworn in.
She needs to be sworn in before she speaks.
Do you want me to swear
she needs
in?
To sw-
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you sworn, Donna?
Okay. I have my right hand up to God. What do you want me to say?
I state your name, Donna.
My name is Donna Elko.
Do swear that the testimony I give in the case now in here shall.
I swear that the testimony I'm given is the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
All right, now she can speak.
Yes, you can speak, Donna. Thank you very much.
What is her relationship?
She's a realtor. She's a realtor.
My name is Donna Elko.
Okay.
I'm the commercial agent that handled the sale for Mr. Turin in March of 22. It was a all transportation company when he moved in. It was formerly a golf cart rental that took place for the whole property. They did change it for the trucking. The owner's intention is to remove all the trucks from the property. He is not getting out of the transportation business, but he's getting out of the parking business. So in that regard, as far as environmental and semi-traffic, that will all go away. He may have an occasional truck on the property. Most of his trucks are on the road 99% of the time, so there won't be semi-trucks unless they're actually doing business with this particular company. In the front building where the V&L repair is, he will continue to do some truck repairs. And then next door to him is the auto sales. The agreement is eventually, once United Rentals comes in, they will take over the back part of the property. As they continue to grow, they will eventually bring in some of their affiliates to take the other space up. But that is something that's down the road, and it will be just one tenant from that point on. But for the time being, United Rentals will be in the back building. Ismail at the vinyl repair shop will be in the front, and the car sales will be next door. Now, if one of those tenants move out, the agreement is for the tenants, for the owner, to give United Rentals a notice, because they have first opportunity to take those spaces. So I hope that clears it up for you. But he did get a conditional use variance in 22 when he moved in. It went from the golf cart rental to the truck parking. Does that help everybody?
Yeah, it cleared some things up. What do you have? Kathy, do you have anything on CDO 2022?
I'm sorry?
I was asking.
1 second.
For what?
Conditional use. She said that there was a conditional use that was granted in 2022 for the trucking company?
Correct. Yes. The Skyline Express closed and the Celotex, and that was why I was curious why we needed the variance, but I'm not a zoning expert. I'm a real estate agent, and I rely on you professionals.
Well, there wasn't any
guide folder. That was a golf cart rental. Celotex Golf Cart had the whole place. They repaired their golf carts in the front and the back. They had the whole backyard filled with golf carts. If you look back in the photos, you can see them. And then when Mr. Turin bought it, condition of his sale was that he could use it for truck parking. And we went in front of you guys, as a matter of fact, and changed it to the trucking, which was a conditional use of my understanding. So now we're here again, just going back to what it was previously, which in my opinion, not that trucking isn't important because it's very important to our economy, but for that particular space, this may even be a cleaner environmental use that'll employ more people instead of having an independent contractor. It'll bring in more revenue, and it also can generate more businesses, you know, because United Rentals is one of the largest of its kind in the world. They have been highly recommended, and they deal with all kinds of rentals that I feel like they can generate even more opportunity at that location. So, yes, it was a golf cart rental place. It was Celotex. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I remember the golf carts there.
I'm sorry?
So, yeah, I remember the golf cart rental there.
Yeah. It was a very interesting business. They took golf carts to the presidential inauguration. They had golf carts at country concerts everywhere. They were great people. They worked very nicely with us to get this done. But this type of business is very similar. It's probably equal in amount of, and maybe even less, equal in amount of traffic. It's really not going to, it's going to be less traffic than 50 trucks going in and out of there all night long. And they would be moving these out during the business hours, and I would imagine they wouldn't be picking up loads in the middle of the night unless it was very early morning to haul somewhere else in the area. So, we're very excited. We like, and Mr. Turin We'll keep his trucks that he owns. He only owns two trucks, and they run from Ohio to Vancouver. And if they're sitting in the parking lot, he's not making any money. So the goal is that he always keeps those trucks on the road running. They may sit there for the holiday, maybe at Christmas, you know, one of those types of things. But the majority of the time, they are on the road. I would say 95% of the year, his trucks are moving back and forth. So those would be also something that would no longer be a problem.
All right. Enlightening. That was enlightening.
Thank you.
Do they have a copy of the paperwork that we 24 that approved that?
22.
Or 22?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
We're talking to the folks here.
Ask her.
They don't have record of that variance approved in 22.
Oh, is that right? That's when he bought it. I mean, we have the original form that the Cellopex, and I sent that to Josh. I pulled up, and Bob, you have it in your email, that Terry Cellopex filled out to present. I was at the meeting, so and it was unanimously approved. Mr. Turin did do a plan of the site of how many trucks he was going to have. So yeah, there is definitely, I can get an email and send it to you. I don't know whether I can get that down to you. Would you need it now, or do you want me to have maybe Josh send it to you tomorrow, or how do you want me to go about this?
If we can just get a copy of that so that we have it, because obviously we have no record of that.
Now, how would you, let me see if I can pull it up here.
Well, we might. It wasn't in the folder.
$300. And maybe the use of conditional use versus variance was the splitting hairs part of it. Could that be why? Because it was on a different form than the one we originally filled it out on the same form. And then we were given another form to fill out.
It's a conditional use. It's not a, let me say, but I mean, originally from 2022.
And I'm looking at my
variant,
so you bear with me here a minute.
May I speak now? I would like to table this till we get all that information. Obviously, I have down road to go down that road, so I don't see what you guys see.
Question.
And I'm not comfortable with what the variance was before for me to vote on today.
Questions about the history there. We don't have record ones now. If Donna's got a copy and could email it to the township.
If you make it to the website, you can look it up.
Right now, I'm going to pull it up. And I want to make sure I have it. I do.
It should be in the minutes in 2022, but I can't get to it. It's not November.
So truck parking is one thing, but would there be a conditional use for heavy truck repair? Should that a conditional use for, if that's business? I mean, so approved uses are automobile sales, which the sales is covered.
Who am I sending this to?
But
you
have
an email address?
Do you have somebody who have an email address you can send this to?
Here, tell her tell the one. Tell her Josh is gonna text her.
Josh, I'm not texting.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have Kathy Fortunato's in here.
Zoning. Send it to zoning.
Is it Fortunato to Kathy?
Or she can send it to the zoning.
Yes, send it to zoning.
Zoning Department, Bethel Township.
Can you access
that? I can't get to the website.
Wilkerson, Administrator, Kathy Fortunato, Bob Turins, Dean Mullins. Everybody's getting a copy.
Okay.
One server, I'm sending it now. That was sent the beginning of, I found that right after we had the meeting in your office. And I said that, now obviously, I didn't have, I didn't have, sorry, my phone rang. I didn't have everybody's email then, so, but you do have it in your thing now. That was the original zoning when Mr. Turin bought it. And they requested a variance or a conditional use of the trucking, because the trucking was,
I think that's good enough. I think that's good enough for what we need here. I think we need to get a public opinion and then decide what we're gonna do.
Alright.
Unless there's other things, you can see if there's somebody else here that's in support of.
Right.
So that kind of seems like we got a lot of information.
We got a lot of information that
transportation.
That wasn't obvious on the
application.
I didn't realize that you were gonna release it. That wasn't me.
Alright.
And that's what the golf cart was. The golf cart release. It basically the same thing as the golf cart. United Rentals will do all their waste off-site. They have, the chemicals that they use are environmental friendly. So there's, as a real estate agent, and as much, you know, I respect my transportation people, this is a much cleaner, quieter use for that land, for that location.
Thank you.
No, thank you so much. I'm here for any questions. Anybody can text or email me. I'll gladly. I got the flu this morning, and I really didn't want to spread germs. So I will gladly meet in your office, have another meeting, help in any way that I can.
All right. Do we have?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. We will open the floor for comments in support of the conditional use. Do we have anybody who wants to speak in support of?
Gary.
Nobody in support? We'll close the support. All right, comments open to those in opposition. Somebody would like to come forward and speak in opposition of this.
Just have a question.
You still have to come up and
okay.
Come up and swear in. We got to make it all on the up.
Kimberly Biello, 5165 U.S. Route 40. I state my name. Do swear that I to that testimony I give in the case now and hearing shall be the truth, whole truth, nothing but truth. My question to you is: there's already a United Rentals in Huber on Executive Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
How are you different?
That is a general rent location, and we're a specialty division.
In porta potties.
Mm-hmm.
So when you clean your porta potties, where does that residual water go?
Everything gets sucked up into a pump truck, and then it gets dropped off at a septic or a sewage drop off.
But then you said they're clean.
So they're coming to your facility dirty, right?
What's that?
They're coming to your facility on 201 dirty, full of...
We clean them on the job site, and then we bring them back.
And then you clean them into a pump truck?
They pump them out on the job site, clean them up. We load them up and bring them back or take them to the next job site and place them, and then just recycle the process.
So you're not cleaning them at this facility?
There will be times that we do, but everything that is cleaned on the job site before it comes back is clean of the waste. It would just be additional cleaning if it's on a job site that has a lot of mud. we're not going to be able to get all the mud and things off of it, but the actual, you know, waste water will be sucked out of it, and that will not be transported back to the location.
And they won't be additionally cleaned inside?
Yeah.
The holding tanks?
No, I mean, we have chemicals and things that we drop in there, and then we suck it out, and then it's ready to go once we prep it on the job site before we bring it back to the location.
So the short story is, all of the what is of most concern, and I would be concerned about this too, is that the sewage, the effluent, whatever you want to call it, is removed from the porta potties.
Porta potty or trailer or whatnot.
Or trailer, whatever, but it's taken out,
yep.
Pumped out.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something about chemicals that are put back in to clean that storage.
Well, that
tank.
Is put in there as part of it. So, like, waste tanks have certain chemicals that you put in there to clean it out and freshen it up or whatever, so that when you pump it out, that everything comes out of it. So it's basically like your septic tank. You put chemicals in there. It's the same type of things. It breaks down the waste with bacteria and things like that. So there's MSD sheets and all that stuff that we have for anything mm-hmm. that we use that you can kind of look into. But as far as waste, we don't bring waste back to the job site. The only thing that the waste is going to be in is in the trucks. When they get full, we take them to those dump stations and dump them where we have to have a permit to carry it and dump
so,
it
so
there.
So your pump truck should be same sort of thing like a septic tank pump truck?
Basically,
they
yes.
They have to do the same thing.
It's essentially the same thing, but ours has a divider in it so that it has fresh water in it, because when you service a toilet, you would suck out the waste and replace it with clean water, and then you would add some chemicals in there
so
too.
The blue water.
The blue water. And basically, it just has enzymes and stuff in there that just breaks everything down so that it's, mm-hmm. you know.
But there will be no sewage disposal?
Not on site, no.
Not on the rental site?
No, that would be...
But would your trucks be parked on that site if with waste in them? They could be?
They could be,
before
but...
Before they get full and then you take them to the...
Correct. And but they're sealed, they would be parked inside the building that we have, and typically we park everything inside the building because, like, right now it would not be good to park it outside because it freezes.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
So those are all things that we take into account, mm-hmm. and that's one of the reasons why we would potentially be looking into getting the front units, because that would give us additional space as we grow to be able to park all those trucks and things inside. And just so everybody knows, I mean, there is no smell, there's no anything. Now on the job site, when you're cleaning out the unit, that's a different story, because you're kind of pumping it out and that just stirs things up. So if you think about cleaning your toilet at home, same type of
thing,
right? So, but there is, we are good neighbors. We are, it's all about giving back to the community, those types of things. I mean, we're a great partner for the community. I can tell you where I'm at in Cincinnati. I mean, we have, you know, upgraded where we're at, and we take care of our property, and we want to make sure that we're, you know, a good representation. And Donna said it, you know, I mean, there's a lot of traffic that comes in and out with those semis. We initially will probably have 3 or 4 trucks. We'll have some deliveries that come and go, but we're not going to have anywhere close to the same traffic, even at peak times. Like right now where I'm at in Cincinnati, we have like 15 trucks. They come in, they get out at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, they're gone all day, the job site's quiet, or the branch is quiet. Everybody comes back at staggered times just based on what their days are, and they basically drop things off, neatly store it, put it back in, park the trucks, and get ready for the next day. So there's not a whole lot of noise, there's not a lot of activity, unless there's, like I said, trucks coming and going, and it's just minor traffic.
So porta potties is a business. What else is there?
What's that?
Is there anything else that you're going to be doing besides porta potties?
We do porta potties. We do restroom trailers. We do shower trailers, laundry trailers. We do sink trailers.
So it's
we
all
do,
waste disposal type stuff.
It's all in the same line there.
Okay,
and
it's
then,
not. You said something about fencing. And
well, we also do temporary fencing. We do water barriers and we do chain link fencing. So that's all the product lines that we have in our division.
In your division. I didn't realize United Rentals had so many divisions.
Yep. I mean, we're the number one tool rental company in the world, and we are expanding into a lot of things. This is actually the fastest growing portion of United Rentals. That's why we're looking for additional locations.
Okay.
We already service the area here. We're just looking for a hub that's closer.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah. I look for those. Not for these folks, but one place we do have those shower trailers. We like our shower trailers. Okay, so speaking as I already hit speaking in opposition. Anybody else?
We had a letter from Kama Dick, a resident. Now, she said we could call her and she would speak, or we could read the letter, or...
I don't have access to read it. Do you have access to it to read it?
I have it.
She needs to do the oath.
I have a tiny phone. I have a tiny phone, too.
I mean, I have it printed out.
Oh, printed.
I thought she wanted to call.
Yeah.
Does she want us to call?
Well, then she could swear in.
Does she want us to call? Okay. She could call, and then we can do like we did with Donna, I guess. Would be fair.
Hello?
Hi, Kama. This is Kathy. You're on speakerphone with the BZA.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. I can hear you.
That's the realtor.
If you want to go ahead and swear in and read your letter, everyone's listening.
Oh my goodness gracious, I'm not even up. I don't even have it up.
Oh.
I thought I was just gonna.
Okay, if you just want to do the swear in, I can read the
fine.
Letter.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, sorry. Okay, well. I am Kama Dick, and I swear to tell the truth about everything in my letter.
How about I
don't have that in front of me either.
Okay, I, Kama Dick.
I, Kama Dick.
Do swear that the testimony I give.
Do swear that the testimony I give.
In the case now in hearing shall be the truth.
In the case now in hearing shall be the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and read your letter.
Just can you just leave the phones to there when you read it, and I can hear what you're saying.
Great. Okay.
And if there's any questions, I can answer those questions from the
letter. Okay.
I kind of gave up on it. You said seven, so.
Well, I didn't know. Good evening, BZA members. I'm writing because I won't be able to attend. Had I been there tonight, I would have spoken as a resident of Bethel Township against the proposed change in the zoning at 8765 State Route 201 from I-1 to a conditional use property. The change that's being requested is to allow the operation of a porta potty business. As I understand it, these units can and will be stored outside along 8765 State Route 201. There will be a cleaning station, pick up and drop off, and some inside storage and office space and supplies. I'm of the opinion that type of business would be better suited for Wiley's Industrial Park on Lisa or Gibson. That area was created for this type of business. In fact, I believe Safety Clean was located on Lisa for many years. Granting a conditional use to a property owner who has repeatedly violated the current zoning rules should be reason enough to deny any request made by this owner at this time. The property is an I-1 but currently runs three separate businesses out of it, which is a violation that has never been corrected and only occurred after the purchase by this owner. This owner has never complied with impervious substrate requirements under his current zoning. Created no landscape buffers either. The owner has been issued notices to clean up the dismantled truck parts, correct the signs for three business and landscaping buffers, which are just the tip of the iceberg. These nuisance notices are all public record. The township should not be rewarding bad behavior. The location in question has one building, again operating three businesses. three businesses with posted operation facility signs. One selling used cars, second is car repairs, and third is semi-truck parking and repair. All three are allowed under the current zoning. However, they are not allowed at the same location. More importantly, not without an impervious substrate down under I-1 zoning to prevent any diesel or oil spills from leaking into groundwater. The property was originally the Golf Cart Storage Company, one company operating one business at the location. That's all the township approved. The traffic generated from all three businesses creates issues in the area for both entering and leaving that facility on State Route 201. Adding a conditional use to the location, if you approve it, puts the issue of a sanitation business in an area where the current zoning surrounding does not support it. And again, there is no impervious substrate down to protect the ground from whatever chemical might end up on the surface once the cleaning process is done, nor will there be any protection from leaking of any potential porta potties that are stored there. I'm asking you to please not ignore the fact the property owner now can still have three businesses at that location if you choose to change the zoning to a conditional use. Not to mention it's a sanitation business which cannot operate in the I-1 zoning area. Add to that the impervious substrate requirements, I believe, are now going to be removed with a conditional use. Given the type of business, that impervious surface is probably needed more than ever now. Our township is working diligently to clean up these problem property owners who blatantly ignore our zoning regulations. Why reward them now? This property owner does not live or work in our community. We receive no compensation by way of additional taxes for the unappealing view of porta potties along Route 201 or the potential groundwater issue down the road or additional traffic and whatever else comes along the way. As a resident who will be driving that road daily to get to my house, I think we can do better for our township. As I enter Bethel Township, I see a large factory, very well maintained, landscape buffers in place, impervious substrate in place, facilities itself very well maintained. They have been a great neighbor in our community. The property owner should have to follow the rules before he gets to ask for permission to change them to suit his needs now. Your focus as the BZA should be the needs of the community. Do we really need this here in our community? A great predictor of the future is the past. In the past, this property owner has failed to meet the requirements of our zoning code in our community. By allowing him to change this, to have this change, you set the stage for the same outcome of an even larger scale with this porta potty business. Respectfully, Kamadick, 7575 State Route 40.
So I guess I have a question. To the property owner, have you taken care of any of the zoning violations that you have received?
Donna, the question is for you.
That's for the owner.
Yes, for you.
To my understanding, it has all been taken care of. And there's a clarification there. First of all, we did file for a variance. He did get a permit. I did send you a copy of the variance that the Celopex had filed for. So saying that he is there with your unknown, that isn't our problem. That is a bookkeeping issue. I attended that meeting.
That was not my question. Excuse me, that was not my question. My question
that.
Is...
I understand that. But yes, to my knowledge, he did. And to another note on that, by taking the transportation away, a lot of the nuisance and the car parts goes away with it. So I'm not sure why we were saying that a trucking facility that is environmentally dirty, that are all independent contractors that pay no taxes to you, is better than a worldwide company with employees who will be paying taxes to you and are environmentally not only certified and safe. I appreciate everybody's concern for the porta potty. Of course, we have that same concern. But I also, as a 30-year veteran of the real property versus upgrading it to a worldwide company that's the leader in the world.
Okay, but the transportation company is going to stay there for now. So really, the argument that would...
Transportation is being removed off of the
property. He said for now it's going to stay.
He did.
He did. He said for now it was going to stay. And that as the company grew, then the hope,
okay,
the hope, excuse me, ma'am, I'm speaking,
excuse me.
So this was what he was, can you please, turn her off? I mean, she's done. I mean, we don't need her to be on speakerphone if she's not going to let someone else speak. Because what you had said was that United Rental was going to take the back, basically two-thirds, if not more, of that. And then the hope was, at some point, as the business grew, that they would take over the remaining parts of that building. So the understanding is that for now, it would remain a multi-business facility.
Yes. Before.
And my question is, for the, can you please take her off speakerphone or something? Because, I mean.
We wouldn't let anybody else hear talk while we're
talking.
Right,
no one else is allowed to interrupt. We're, like, this is, she needs to. So the question is whether or not the violations, whether or not those have been addressed, and whether or not they have been cleaned up.
They've owned
it since 2022. So the one from 2025, right, 24 and 25, would be theirs to address. Obviously, we're not going to hold them responsible for things that happened before they owned it.
Yeah, we have record of that somewhere.
Right, so that's my question. Do we have record as to whether or not that situation has been remedied?
I don't think so either.
We do not.
I need more time.
Okay,
we have some good clarification that wasn't clear on the application, and we still have more questions regarding violations, whether they've been addressed or not.
Okay, I can answer one of those questions.
Okay.
I can answer two of those questions. They were cleared up, and Cody was supposed to verify them. During the time that they were cleared up, Cody had resigned from his position, so he wasn't able to fill that report out. When we had the meeting with Julie Reese, Josh, myself, and the owner discussed having, once we got through this meeting, United Rentals wants a verification, and we had two conversations with Josh in order to have someone come up, and he wasn't at that time, sure how to go about that process. But in figuratively sense, yes, it has been removed, but no one from the township has verified it.
Can we ask Kelly? In writing. Go ahead, Kamma. Kamma can address that.
First of all, three businesses in that location under the current zoning is a violation that has not been corrected. Second of all, no substrate is a violation that hasn't been corrected. And I was the one under the zoning for 2024 who had the sign issue addressed with them. Nothing else has been corrected.
So the sign issue has been corrected.
The sign issue, they moved the signs that were on the side of the road that were billboard signs off the side of the road there, the entry to the facility, and they placed three different signs on the building for three different businesses. So they're still operating under
instantly
a violation.
Because I had the conversation
for the I-1 zoning.
And I told them to take them down myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The right-wing building clearly states that it's one business, not multi-faceted or facility businesses. It's one business, and that's what the township approved before the purchase. That was the only thing that was ever approved at that particular facility was one business. You've got three running out of there. Now the conditional use, if they switch to the conditional use, if you allow this, of course they'll be able to run however many businesses they want out of it, because that's the part of the conditional use.
Did she answer what? Conditional use with conditions.
The sign was corrected, yes.
The sign was taken off but then put on the buildings.
Correct. So
right.
The sign
violation
was
exactly
corrected.
Right.
That is correct.
Exactly right.
The signs by the road was corrected. Then there were signs put on the buildings.
But they're allowed to have that, yeah.
Indicating there's three businesses.
Correct.
Right. And that's the violation. The violation is that they're operating three businesses out of a one business zoned location.
Doesn't look like we said anything. But that's the one from 2022 that we can't find that spells that out? Or did you find it?
Yeah, I found it. You want me to?
Yeah, please.
Yes, please, Josh.
Josh Wilkerson, 7220 South Palmer Road. I state, I do swear that the testimony I give in this case and hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Okay. So the minutes from March 24th, 2022, 6:30 p.m. here in the Township Building. Steve Owen, Jeff Butt, Zach Stouter, Darian Anderson, Pete Mannheim. The case was CU0122. A request from Bob Turin, 8765 State Route 201, for a conditional use for a trucking transfer terminal. Okay, that's a specific language. Current use is mixed use of retail and light industrial. It says,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll skip that, but the case passed 4-0.
It was for a trucking transfer
and
terminal.
It was,
that's correct.
Mixed use.
It was mixed use.
It was mixed use, but it was not multi-business.
Retail, light, industrial is what it says.
Right.
It means.
But it's one business.
Which is why when the applicant came into the office, I stated that they would need to fill out a form for a conditional use for a multi-tenant facility and then also the retail space, because those are both conditional uses.
Multi-tenant? They don't have that.
It's a multi-tenant building.
We don't have a
currently
conditional use for that though, right?
Yeah. You guys have the zoning for me?
Mm-hmm.
Is it multi? Yeah, it's multi-tenant, right?
Multi-tenant.
It's conditional use?
Yeah.
12.04. It looks like we have never told them they can't have multiple
tenants.
So
that's perfect. So you told them they could have a transfer
truck
terminal, but they.
But we've never told them they can't either. Like we've given them other violations. We've also never said no, you can't have multiple.
Have we sent a violation notice about multi-tenant use?
It doesn't look like it. I mean, there's others, obviously.
Yeah.
So we may talk about the others, but I don't feel like we can pay them for having multiple tenants if we've never said.
Well, technically you should have, they need a conditional for the truck repair,
would,
the heavy truck repair.
They would need a, they would, right, they should have, right, they should have come to us for that additional business. I don't like the fact that there is an outstanding violation that hasn't been addressed. That's a.
And that's the substrate. That's the substrate.
This is the 6/18/25. This violation here, which does not seem like it has been corrected. A nuisance notice was sent 6/18/25, and that's what I'm trying to understand as to whether or not that was resolved. And it doesn't sound like it's been resolved.
No, but as was mentioned, when they take over that back area, which is where the derelict vehicles are.
Mm-mm, they're out front.
Are they out front? I thought they were the old ones.
No, I see the junk ones in the back.
All right. Well, that violation is not going to get fixed like this. All right. Mm-hmm.
No, because that space in the back is what he, it sounds like it's what he rents out.
For parking.
For parking.
Okay.
So that violation would remain.
All right.
That's what I think. I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
So we can't approve a lot of conditional use for multi-tenant building. And there is no request for the multi-tenant building.
Well,
it says for conditional use and
a multi-tenant.
Yeah, we're requesting it.
Okay.
It's for both.
It's for both.
The application doesn't have it though.
Right, the application.
So they didn't apply for it, we just threw that in there to get them under compliance. Is that what I'm understanding?
For the multi-tenant portion? Yeah.
It does not say.
And to Rochelle's point, maybe if they were misunderstanding the words of mixed use versus multi, I don't know, what's it called?
Tenant.
I don't know, but again, I am under the, for me, I mean, I'm under the persuasion that, like, if you're not in compliance now, like, you need to be in compliance before we would move, for me to be able to move forward, I would want them to be in compliance and remedy any outstanding violations that they have or get some sort of, I don't know, something to say that it's, for me, that it's been corrected.
What outstanding violations?
What violation are there?
Wasn't that what the one was saying on the phone?
Oh, the outstanding violation is
Cody was doing it that night.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Right.
I don't mean to raise my voice.
No.
I mean,
but
the outstanding violation was from June 18th of 2025.
June 18th.
For accumulation of junk and storage, accumulation indoor storage of junk vehicle, disabled or inoperative machinery and equipment, dismantled parts of vehicles, machinery or equipment, discarded appliances and furnishings, other junk and debris. Shall be prohibited except when stored in a completely enclosed facility. So it's the junk vehicles out front.
Okay. Mr. Turin, did you not have those removed?
She's asking you a question.
The junk cars in front of the parking lot?
Yes.
Is that what they said?
Right. That's
of course. There's no junkyard in front of the property. There's a car that people that are working there parking the cars.
Does he live in here or does he live in Vancouver?
He's in Vancouver right now.
Okay, so when is he going to make a trip here to verify that's it done? And I don't want him to make a trip if you have family issues that's serious.
He can be on a flight quickly as soon as we get his grandfather stabilized.
Well, I don't want him to worry about his grandfather at this stage.
We can just table this and...
I think that we need to figure out, that the township needs to figure out whether or not the violation has been remedied.
Yeah.
And
I appreciate that.
Once we figure that out, then I feel like we can make a better determination.
Yeah, a more informed determination.
Okay.
So I move we table this.
I respect that decision. I would appreciate that opportunity.
What are you?
Right.
Until the next meeting.
All right. I make a motion we table this until the next meeting at the end of February.
Okay.
I second it.
I respect it, and thank you for that opportunity.
I just want to add that those cars that aren't in front of the property there that you guys are seeing,
okay.
So
we're going to take the vote.
All right, we're going to take a vote.
Okay, did you have any clarifications, Tim?
Well, I think they need to clarify the truck heavy truck repair, because there is no conditional use for heavy truck repair. Because transfer station does not cover, trucking terminal does not cover heavy truck repair. And it sounded like, even after the fact, United Rental gets approved, sent into the heavy truck repair is still going to be there. Because it's not, they're not just servicing their own trucking, they're servicing other.
Right.
It's a business. So I think they'd have to ask for a conditional use for that as well.
For the multiple businesses.
Well, no, but for the having a
heavy
truck repair. Because he's got a car.
Which is covered under permitted.
A car sales.
Sales under permitted. All right.
And then he's got the trucking terminal, which he's already gotten the use for.
Transfer terminal, yeah.
And then he would also need one for the trucking and heavy equipment.
Heavy equipment repair plus
he would have
potential.
To add that. He would have
plus,
to add
well,
conditional
and
use.
Then we'd have to go with the multi-tenants if we're going to have the United Rental.
Right.
So, we have a motion and a second. Can we take a vote for the tabling?
Vote, Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Vai?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
I'm voting to table this, is that correct?
Yes.
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 And Mr. Leskowitz?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries.
Okay. On to old business.
Can I say thank you for your time? And I'm sorry we all couldn't hear you. I didn't mean to raise my voice, but we will have a meeting and work on the violations.
Right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you
for the information. Thank you so much. And call me anytime if you'd like me to meet in your office. We're really glad to do so. If you want me to meet you with the property, with United Rental
okay.
and the owner, or by myself, we're really glad to meet you if I can. Thank you again.
If you got a, everyone had a chance to look at the meeting minutes from November 20th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
I second it. We'll take the vote. Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Vai?
I don't look for myself.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
And Mr. Leskowitz?
Yes.
Okay, next, communications and reports. I don't have any additional communications. Does the board have any comments?
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. You did a very good job.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Ms. Kathy.
Thank you. Okay, then time for adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I adjourn. I mean, whatever.
I'll second.
Who was the second?
Okay, we'll take the vote. Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Byth?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
And Mr. Leskowitz?
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned at 07:58.
1958.
Yeah.
It's not 07.
Not here at 97.
I get, once I get past like 13, I'm just.